Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. How you doing today, ma'am?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing great. Is this Mary Lou Dervish?
Yes. Yes.
Great. My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. Now, we're not selling anything. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably.
I want to. As soon as I get my thing in the mail, I'll vote for him.
Okay, so you're definitely going to vote?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
No, your race.
Race, white.
White, okay.
Hispanic, yeah.
No, you're Hispanic, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
My age, 80.
80, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say very conservative.
Very conservative. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I can't really say anything about that because I don't know where we're going.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed in this.
Oh, okay. So you can say that you are very dissatisfied.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. Now, I would like for you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have the president and the Congress focused on, okay? 10 would be most important, 5 somewhat, and 0 not important at all. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. How important it is for you to improve kindergarten to 12th grade education?
I'd say about an 8.
About an 8. What about making college more affordable?
I'd say that about a 10.
What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
I'd say 5.
What about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Oh, God, I'd say 1. We need that bad.
So that would be the 10, correct? Most important.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Oh, he's okay.
So would you say that you approve somewhat?
I approve somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. Now, the closer you get to 0, that's how your feelings are being rated, okay? And the closer you get to 100, that's how they're going to be rated, depending on how you feel. How do you feel about Democrats in Congress? How would you rate your feelings?
That's a toughie.
Okay.
That's a toughie.
Mm-hmm. How would you rate your feelings toward Democrats in Congress right now?
Right now?
Yes.
I'd say 5.
5, okay. What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I'll say an 8.
Okay. From 0 to 100. 100. From 0. The 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards
I'd
them.
I'd say 100. 100.
100 towards the Food and Drug Administration?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about the Democrats in Congress?
I don't know about that.
You said 5, but...
Okay, 5. But,
okay. Uh-huh. What about Joe Biden?
I don't know. I got my... Sometimes I like to get him and shake the shit out of him.
That's a good one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I go, what's wrong with you, man? You know?
Okay. So we can say no opinion? Would that be correct?
Yeah, no opinion. Yeah, okay. That would be right.
All right. Now, I just want to let you know that we are about halfway done, okay? I'm going to speed it up so you can go back to your day, okay? And I'm very thankful for your cooperation. Now, let me read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. Please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Okay? 10, most important, 5, somewhat, and 0, not important at all. Now, banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10, how important would that be to have the FDA focused on? Focused on, yes.
Wait, I misunderstood you. I didn't understand that.
Okay. How important do you think is banning different tobacco products for adults to have the Food and Drug Administration focused on?
I don't think that's important at all. Why should they? Adults know what they want.
Okay, so you would say it's 0?
Yeah.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
I'm all for that.
Okay, so that would be 8, 9, 10?
10.
Okay. What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market? Okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Oh, yeah. Get that off the streets.
Okay. So that'll be a 10?
Yes.
Okay. I know. So I'm going to let you know this, okay? It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that ban?
Do I support that?
Would you support that or oppose it?
Over 21?
Over 21, yes. Any type of sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
Let them have it. I don't care.
Okay, so you would not support it, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you would oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Yes.
Would that be somewhat opposed?
Yes, or somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No. How are they going to do that? No.
They're already over. Okay. So would you support it or oppose it?
I'd oppose it.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Pardon me?
Would you oppose that ban, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
No.
So it will bring more harm?
No, it won't bring more harm.
It will bring, okay, somewhat more harm or much more harm?
No.
So, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older will bring more benefit or more harm?
More benefits.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there any other issues more important right now?
Yeah, I'd say the drug cost is more important.
Okay. All right. So other issues are more important right now.
Yes, right, right.
Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus on the efforts, okay? Harm reduction, which harm reduction, what it is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, which is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So which one do you think is the better approach, harm reduction or prohibition?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some of the things.
Are we almost done?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, let me give you an update, okay? We're about 70% done. Just allow me a couple of more minutes, and we should be done, okay? Now, let me read to you some of the things some people say would come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Just tell me how concerned you will feel if one of these things came to pass.
Probably be a lot of concern. People would go wacky.
Okay, let me read one of them. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would that be very concerned? Somewhat?
Yes.
Very concerned. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
Would that be rid of that.
Would that be very concerned? Okay, now, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would that be very concerned? Somewhat.
Yes, okay. Very.
All right. Now, let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 somewhat, and 0 not at all agree, okay? Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
That's
how much do you agree? From 0 to 10. So 10. The next one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How much do you agree with this particular statement?
I don't know.
Okay. What about today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions? These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with it?
And I do. I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we're almost done, okay? Now, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
21 and older, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, they can have them.
So you would oppose it somewhat?
No, I don't oppose it. No.
So would you oppose not selling to them?
No, they can have it.
Okay. So you would oppose that ban, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I don't know.
Okay. What about, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I don't know.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I don't know.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Liquor or spirit?
Say what?
Liquor or spirit?
I didn't understand you.
Liquor or spirits? You know, like, like alcohol, like
I drink beer every now and then.
Okay, but in the past 30 days, have you had, you know, like spirits? You know, the ones
yeah,
that you
I did.
You did? Okay. What about wine?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer?
Yeah, I drink beer.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No, no.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda, pop?
No.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduated.
Graduated high school?
12th grade, yes.
12th grade, okay. Are you married, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living
no.
in your household?
No.
Awesome. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low
income,
middle class. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
The husband is the United States Post Office.
So your husband, that's what
yes.
you said? Okay.
Yes.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban?
It's okay.
Suburban or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. We're done. Thank you
oh,
very much.
Oh, goodness.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you,
ma'am.
Have a good day.
A wonderful day. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.